Blog Talk Radio.
I don't do the most, but I do a lot. I'ma make a toast, cause we still alive. No big, I feel like Pac. I shoot a shot. I'm coming in hot. Yeah, coming in hot, just like the fajita. I write what I live, my life in the speaker. I'm nice with the flow, just like the demeanor. I'm feeding my fam, I'm feeding the meter. They got the iron, well, I got the steamer. I bring the fire, but you never seen her. I testify, I don't need a subpoena. They want my soul, better go to Korea. I love my dog, just like I'm Peter. Gotta protect him, I made the call, it was just like I'm reppin'. I know we left, yeah, now we back together. But I guess that is better now, later than never. Like, what's happening? I'ma need y'all, quit asking when. Me and my wife gon' have some kids. Right now, we just practicing. Practicing. Teacher said, quit rapping, man. That gon' hurt my average. I said, thank God I ain't average. Yeah, I'm a bright young man. Kill the GPA and the BPM. Look, we on. So say what you say, cause that's A with Lecrae. From the A train to the A, I'm coming in.
Hey, I thought they were right on the money.
What's up? Yeah, Kia, you definitely did stop it straight on the money that time. Oh my gosh, that was in your damn near perfect. That was perfect. Good job. I think that was the best mix right there. What's up, Point Blankers? What's going on, Kia? How are you doing? How are you doing, man?
I'm doing good. I am doing good. Ready to jump into the show. We have a special guest. I'm so excited about it.
Yeah. We don't just have a special guest. We have a damn celebrity. Like, we've had some special guests before. And we
you introduced her.
Yeah, we got a celebrity, y'all. I've been stalking her page now. She got a bunch of different pages. The owner of One Shot Firearms Academy. Miss Kiona, right? I said it right, Kiona? Kiona Phillips is in the building.
First of all, no.
Thank you. Set him straight, girl. Set him straight.
I didn't say it right.
Set him straight.
Kiowana.
Oh, Wana. You hear her?
Kio for short. Kia. So you got Kia and Kio.
That's right.
See, where is E? I need to get E on here because I'm
oh,
on
no.
the
Oh, no. No, no,
no. I got I'm, oh,
welcome.
Got
no, no. No, no. Well, we're going to give her a hand clap.
Welcome. Yes. Welcome, Chia. Welcome. Like I said, we got a celebrity.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. Very happy that you're on here. So how was your week? You want to fill us in on your week? We always like to start with, you know, your week. How was it? How was your week?
My week was well. Over the weekend, I had a women's handgun and protection course for the ladies of El Paso. It's my first one in El Paso because I just moved from Arizona. So it was a really nice class, and they already asking, like, hey, when is the next ladies range day? So that was a good thing.
Wow, that's big. How did that move from Arizona over to El Paso? How was that?
It was good. It's a little bit different here in Texas. Like today is what is it? The Texas Firearms Carry Act came in effect today, so. There, it seems like Texas is getting a little bit like Arizona because Arizona's like open carry. They got a lot of freedom. So it seems like Texas is kind of going that route when it comes to the laws.
Okay. Well, definitely
like
want to touch base on that a little bit later. I like it too. I like that too. But, you know, I heard a little like, when she said it. So I don't know. How do you feel about that, Keo, with the way Texas laws is going right now?
I coming from Arizona, I mean, I was used to it in Arizona, so a lot of people here, the ladies that I talked to, I'm kind of bracing them for it because they were like, oh, you know, I feel some type of way when I see somebody open carry or I know somebody has a gun. And I'm just like, it's about training and education. You're always going to have those people out there that are reckless and irresponsible. But again, if you haven't lost that right, you do have right to bear arms. So I'm here for it. I want other people to be educated on how to protect themselves in a world full of reckless people.
Definitely, like definitely. You know, I like that a whole lot. I'm gonna go ahead and get out of cat a clap. So that is definitely key. A lot of people, they get nervous and scared when people open carry, and you know, it doesn't matter if you open carry or conceal. It comes down to the training. You should still go out, no matter the laws of your state, your county, or whatever. You should still go out and get that training. You know, even if they say that you can walk around with a AR strapped to your back with zero type of permits or anything, still, folks, go out there, do yourself, number one, do yourself and your family, you know, that due diligence and go get some training because that's going to be better for the community. Is that my guy, E? You finally made it on? Ooh, I'm so glad.
Yeah.
I'm so glad. Oh, my God.
Well, before, wait a minute, time out. You guys are late, so hold on. Tijuana, please tell us a little bit about you, honey, because since they were late, we're gonna let them pause for a minute, and we're gonna go ahead and introduce you. Go ahead, tell us about a little bit about you. Tell us about what you do and all that good stuff, please.
Okay, she done shut the guys down real quick.
Hey,
right.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I'm originally from South Carolina. I am the owner and founder of One Shot Firearms Academy. So again, like I said, I just moved to El Paso. So I am active duty in the Army. I'm attending the Sergeant's Major course here. And besides any kind of training or shooting, I kind of grew up around guns. My mom was in a firearms club and, of course, joining the Army at 17. We were taught to shoot rifles, but I couldn't own a firearm until I was 21. So I just kind of always been around firearms, and I think education is very important because anyone can own a gun, anyone can shoot a gun, but you have to have training that comes with it. There's a lot of people that like to flex social media as even some instructors. Hey, I'm instructing, you know, I have these credentials, whatever, but you're being reckless, so you're not serving the instructor community, especially African-American instructors, because we are so rare as opposed to other races when it comes to instructors. But we have to set a good example for our people. Like, yes, it's great that we are, you know, bearing arms and buying ammo and purchasing firearms, but we also have to get the education and training, too, that comes with it. We just can't be reckless and have the title of I'm an instructor, but I go to your social media and you have no trigger discipline and you're doing all kind of unsafe acts. So, you know, that's a little bit about me. Besides, you know, firearms, I like running, spending time with the family, and binge watching on some Netflix. That's what I do.
First of all, Kia, I call BS. That's a little bit about her. So listen to this, right? It says her titles are active duty soldier, philanthropist, published author, certified firearms instructor, Mobius, I hope I'm saying this right, Mobius Syndrome Advocate, Mobius, right? Mobius Syndrome Advocate, coordinator, personal travel agent, blogger, like just like 25 different titles on here. Like, master fitness trainer.
This is why, I felt she would be a great guest because well-established, you feel me? And you know what I'm saying? And being a black business owner, black female business owner, I was just like, yo, I know Kia gonna really, really like this guest. You know what I'm saying? Because everything I saw, I was extremely impressed. Like, wow, that's what's up. You know what? We bringing guests on. We had my man Cap on. I was like, yo, we gotta get. And I'm gonna call it Kia. Kia is what she told me to call. got to get her on the show. So when she said yes, I was like, oh, yo, this is going to be solid. Forgive me for being late.
Yeah.
It's football season, so I'm my head everywhere. But,
to top it all off, right, it says she's a wife and a mother of two boys and three fur babies. You know, so to top all the 200 different things that she do, even though she just told us she do like three things, you know, to top off everything else, she's a wife and a mom. Like, great job. I'm going to go ahead and give you the virtual hand clap below with a real hand clap. I want you to hear that in the background.
And she logged in on time. And she logged in on time.
That part.
And she logged in on time.
You know, she's a mother. She had to feed the kids. We were talking before y'all got on. She had to feed the kids, you know, all that stuff.
That was all the setup. I set it up like that. You feel me? I set it up like that.
I know you did. Y'all always
was,
set it up like
that. That was strategically planned. I strategically planned that. You feel me?
Oh, yeah. Sound like a Marine.
Thanks for giving me a call later. To let me know. That's what you're doing. I appreciate it. That's my guy. All right. Good job, sir.
So one of the things that I wanted to ask her was about the Sergeant Major course. Being prior military myself, so you're due for promotion or have been promoted to Sergeant Major, or tell us a little bit about that.
So this course, I'm a Master Sergeant now, enrolled in the Sergeant Major course, but this course is like the next level of professional military education that you would need in order to obtain the rank of Sergeant Major. Some people, after they graduate, they go into a Sergeant Major position, get promoted to Sergeant Major. So this is the course that you need for that. And eventually, yes, you will be promoted if you do everything that you're supposed to do and graduate the course. Yes, that's the next
that's
rank, which is the highest enlisted military rank.
Come on now, say that one more time. That's what I was getting at right there. Like, you know what I'm saying? We talk about... Yo, that's big time right there. When I started, I was like, what? Yo, I said, okay, yeah. I got to introduce her to the Point Blank squad. Like, we got to talk to this young lady. You know what I'm saying? Because, for real, I mean, like, the accomplishments, because you know how it is. They're always pointing out everything we do wrong. You know what I'm saying? But,
absolutely.
And a lot of times, people are hating on each other because of what they're accomplishing. But we see things that we have people like Cap, like Sergeant, Sarge, like, you know, that actually doing some wonderful things, man. We want to be a part of, you know, celebrating you. So that accomplishment right there, I wish you the best, especially being in our military branch as a black woman. Come on, I know that's difficult.
Yes,
yeah,
it definitely
has challenges. 100%. Good deal. So, guys, I know y'all have questions for her, concerning her business. Yo, let's hit it off.
I got
D always got questions. D always got questions. So let's hit it off.
I'm gonna go a different route, you know, because I'm gonna go a different route from firearms. Because again, like E said, I think, you know, highlighting what's being done within our black community doesn't happen enough when it comes down to the positive things, right? And the reason why when Kia came to us with the idea of this show, and I was like, hell yeah, let's do it, is because all I heard was black folks, positive flashlight, guns. And I was like, let's do it. So I want to kind of go away from the guns for a quick second and, you know, tell me a little bit about, you know, I see on your website, if I'm not mistaken, it's a busy life. Right? I've been in and out of it. It's very well designed. I like it a whole lot. Tell me a little bit about the travel agent part. How is that going, especially in this time where, you know, just COVID, you know, people are kind of over it. So how is that kind of working out for you?
So my travel agent business, Prepared Place Vacations, it's doing well. At the beginning, I would say at the beginning of last year, 2020, it slowed down a little bit just because I think all of us, we were impacted by COVID-19 and a lot of people were afraid. I mean, even I was afraid. I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't even want to go to the grocery store, but we need some water. So it was just kind of a shock for travel. And a lot of businesses lost a lot of money because the travel industry is like a billion-dollar business. People spend money on traveling. Yeah. So it was a little rough at the beginning, especially last year. But what some people don't understand is when we think of travel, a lot of people only think of, oh, let's go to Jamaica or let's go to Dominican Republic. But travel consists of you can go to the next city over, you can go to the next state over. So it consists of a lot of different things, cabins. You know, you don't have to go international to experience, like, great scenery and great locations, because just in the United States, it's so many different beautiful locations here that people are not even aware of.
Nice.
Yes, yes.
And I think
that's true.
The name of your agency is Prepared Place Vacation. Am I saying that right?
Yes.
Awesome. So, you know, I'm looking to go on a vacation. Why should I choose you over the Expedia? And I'm not, you know, I know I kind of just got into sales, but I'm just kind of curious. Like, you know, like I said, I want to highlight everything that you do. So, like, tell the listeners, like, why they shouldn't go with Expedia or Travelocity, and why they should, you know, hit you up and check you out and go with you.
Well, for one of the reasons is going with a travel agent that is consistent on social media. Because first of all, I'm not going to go to anyone that doesn't have some kind of platform where I can see your work. Like, what have you done for other people? What kind of stuff, you know, what are your ratings? So I would say having a real person to interact with, a real person to call when something isn't right. You don't have to wait on the phone for an hour if your trip isn't right. What if you get there and your reservation is not in the system? So for sure, just having a real person that you can talk to day and night if something's going on with your reservation. And also just that, you know, the transparency of no hidden fees, because before I even talk to anyone, I send them a questionnaire and I'm like, look, what is your budget? Because you can't go to Las Vegas and for a whole week and stay on the strip on the, you know, the top floor for $300. That's not going to work. So just having a layout and being open and transparent as opposed to go to Expedia. I used to go to Expedia maybe 10 years ago, and it's very convenient because it's right at your fingertips. But guess what? If something goes wrong, you still have to call that customer service and, you know, wait on hold to talk to somebody so they can try to figure out what's going on with your situation.
Gotcha. That customer service is trash, too. I'm going to let you know right
now.
My wife hates calling. If she's listening right now, I think she just had to call them not too long ago, which is crazy. I wish that, you know, I would have did my research. I would have definitely had her give you a call to set up a trip, so the one that we're going to go out to California. But we just had a run-in with, I believe it was Expedia, and she hates calling them. So I love it. I love it. I just wanted to kind of, you know a little bit more, because I don't know any black individual that's really in the travel industry, you know. And I know we're about guns and everything, but I just want to kind of, you know, get a different spin on that. And what's your obsession with Wonder Woman, ma'am? I see Wonder Woman everywhere.
I love Wonder Woman.
Her LinkedIn says Wonder Woman.
It does. I love Wonder Woman. I've loved Wonder Woman since I was a little girl. I just love her strength, and
yes.
I just love me some Wonder Woman. I have, my living room has a shelf that has nothing but like Wonder Woman, like collectibles, dolls, anything that I find. When fidget spinners was hot, I got me a Wonder Woman fidget spinner. Okay.
Wow. Hey, yo, look, you gotta let me do you a custom paint job for a pistol, a Wonder Woman paint job.
She has one. It's on her Instagram.
Yeah, but I want that one though. That wasn't mine. That was that was a picture of somebody else's that they posted.
Okay.
But I want one like that.
You heard it here.
Yeah, let me research all that needs to be done. And then I'll send you the offer, and when you're ready, we get that done. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
So, but
now if Elliot does it, it's gonna be fly. It's gonna be extra fly now.
He might
put you a little cape on the back of it. He might put you like a little cape, a little Wonder Woman cape on the back.
right there on the right, on the rear sight. That's where it's gonna be, right there on the rear sight. Hey, but look though. So concerning firearms and travel, do you handle educating individuals on how they would travel with their firearms, or is that not something you do? Like, you don't want to mix the two?
So I do. I think it was like a month or two ago, maybe June or July, that I posted about on my one-shot page on Facebook. And I was like, okay, this is where one-shot mixes with prepared place travels. And I posted, you know, what to look for when you're traveling, because you're not going to show up at the airport with, like, a loaded gun and think that TSA or somebody not going to tackle you. So just the do's and don'ts of what not to do. Because a lot of people get in trouble just for not knowing, like they just honestly just didn't know. So, I posted it on there, the TSA regulations. And again, it all depends. You have to check regularly because it depends on your airline. And it depends on if you have to fill out like an extra form, to wherever you're going for that destination. So I did post that a couple of months ago.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So I got another question. My question, and this is all of us have this moment. What made you decide, what was that aha moment for you that you wanted to be a firearms instructor and then begin your own business?
I would say from the lack of seeing people like myself at either a gun range, or a firearm, an FFL, or some kind of ammo firearm store. Again, being in the military, I've already been around firearms, but to kind of go to different locations, I know what I'm doing, but to go to different locations, excuse me, and to get treated as if I have zero knowledge of firearms. Why do you want to buy this? And why do you want to look at that? Or, hey, you can look at this one and say, excuse me?
Yes.
No, I don't think so.
I feel you.
So when I first started, I was like, you know, this is ridiculous. This has to change. So being one of the the only female black-owned business, a firearms business in Arizona, it just, like, advertising it to different groups just brought out so many women from, like, all over Arizona. And they was like, I didn't even know it was this many black women that lived here. And just going, you know, holding training events and educational events and women's classes and range days, it's just, and building those relationships with those specific ranges, it was important, because we need more representation out there. Because some people only associate us with guns and violence, not guns and education like everybody else is associated with. So I wanted to kind of change that narrative, because I don't like being disrespected, and don't look at me sideways when I come into a gun store wanting to buy something.
100%. That's a good deal. That's a good deal. I know for me, being prior military, I think, like, and I, you know, definitely Kia and everybody that's listening, that's heard the story before, you know, I was just a military guy, and I didn't even really want to do the firearm thing. It kind of just, like, you know, the COVID-19 kind of pushed me in that direction, honestly. You know, as well as I can use firearms, as trained as I've been with them, if it had not been for COVID-19, though it was a disaster, you know, it was crazy, it pushed me into this field. So that was, you know, really for me. But to kind of give y'all a background on how I even came across, you know, Keo, she was doing a giveaway on her site, on her Instagram. And I just followed the instructions. And then I get a message a week later that I won. And I was like, what? I ain't never won a little contest. So I was like, oh, snap. So, you know, and I'm thinking to myself, like, wow, this got to be fake. But when I got the package in the mail, I was like, yo, this real, she legit. So that made me go even further, like, yo, well, I want to check her out, because she legit. Because let's be real, people be on the internet scamming. You feel what I'm saying? So,
Oh my God. I was about to say that too. Like, they be lying, yes, talking about that you're going to get this, and they just want more followers. And no,
exactly.
Why are you lying? You giving,
yep,
nothing away.
So I was
not
like,
giving,
okay,
a thing away.
Right, I said, so I got the magnets. They hooked up in my car, right, my truck right now. I said, okay, let me check out what she got going on. So first thing I noticed was how she had set up her page, right? I was like, okay, that's solid. I'm, you know, taking notes, right? Then I started paying attention to other little things, military background. I'm like, oh, snap. You know what I'm saying? I said, it's a black woman. Then I saw she had a link to another page, and I was like, yo, she business for real. So I was like, okay, we got to connect her to this. That was my thought. Like, yo, we got to connect her to the Point Blank Circle. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got to be connected.
Yeah.
Cause she, is, you know what I mean? We need the people to know people like this young lady. So that was my thing. And I didn't think about it again until last week. Well, not last week. The week I sent her the message that, yo, she needs to be on, you know, we need to see if we could get her on the show. And when, yo, I'm telling you, Keo, when everybody was like, yeah, let's try to get her, and you responded, yo, I was stoked, like, oh, yo, this is going to be good. It's going to be good. So I'm truly glad she's on tonight.
Yeah, we
so
got
I have a question. For, I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
How often when you go somewhere, you do like a class or you're in a room full of, you know, men or whatever, do they ask you, is your husband coming, or do they ask you like you shouldn't be there, like there should be a man there? How often does that happen?
So that was a thing in Arizona. Like, so one thing I would say, if you are a certified firearms instructor, your range, your relationship with ranges, that's crucial because that's your training environment. So
right.
When I went to C2 Tactical, when I first went there was a little leery because I used to just go there and shoot myself. But when I started bringing students there, a lot of people, like I had this one guy who came there, black guy and his wife, came there with an instructor. I was there with a student training her. They were in the lane right next to me, and he was listening to me training her. And I looked over at him, and he mouthed to me. He was like, do you have a card? And I was like, okay. So I, like, snuck him a card when his instructor was, like, helping his wife out or whatever. But, yeah, it's been plenty of times where I've gone there, and it was like, hey, is it going to be you by yourself? Or I go to a gun store. I don't know why they ask that. Is it you by yourself today? You need any help with anything? So not so much is your husband there, but it's kind of like, do you know what you're doing type of thing? And I'm like,
yeah.
Right.
Y'all asking me to train. You know, y'all see me in here so often and what I do and the feedback that I get that y'all are asking me to train employees when y'all have instructors that actually work for this range.
Wow.
So maybe not so much that the where your husband at type of thing, because I'm like, that's none of your business. But I have had, like, some weird questions and stuff like that.
That's
so
crazy.
Does your husband shoot? Does your husband shoot at all?
So my husband, he's active duty military also, but he doesn't, we shoot for fun, but when I started my business, he was just like, okay, so she got like how many dozens of guns and all this stuff. So I think he kind of felt like he was in the, you know, he was kind of in the background a little bit because people would,
yeah,
you know, anytime we go anyplace, they'd be like, hey, Keo, how you doing? You know, you shooting today? What you doing? And he's just there like, I'm holding a bag. So so he doesn't really, if I ask him to go to the range with me, he'll go, but he's really not like a fanatic like I am.
Okay. Now, who's a better shot?
I don't. I've never really met a couple. I think Dwayne, you might be the one that I've met that as a couple that they're interested in firearms is almost the same. He and his wife.
Yeah.
I don't really know too many. No. I take that back. Dawn and her husband are really into firearms. So, yeah, I don't know too many people. Usually, that's the case. You may see one or the other that's really, really into firearms. So, yeah, I totally can relate to that. Oh, man.
Yeah. Now, who's a better shot, Keo, you or your husband?
I would say myself because I train a lot, but he'll be like, but I taught you that, so he lying.
Right.
Right.
Oh, man.
Hey, look, it's an ongoing argument with us here on Point Blank, who's the better shooter. And I keep trying to get them to understand that a Marine Corps trained young man is just
a
better shooter. But
here he go.
We're gonna have that shootout. We're gonna test this out.
Hey, look,
so Kia, question: with you moving from Arizona over to Texas, my wife and I, we've considered moving to Texas because she has family in Texas as well. And all over social media, no matter what social media platform, I see all these awesome looking, because I haven't really gotten a chance to meet any of them, awesome looking instructors, and they're all from Texas. How are you making it out there? I've always assumed that it's a very saturated market and it's super competitive and they're probably not friendly. Is that a very bad assumption? Am I spot on? How's your experience with you moving from Arizona to Texas as an instructor?
So when there are a lot of instructors in the state of Texas, but most of them are in Houston, they're in Dallas, San Antonio. So there are not, I have not met or heard of any black firearms trainer or instructors in El Paso. I think when people look at Chig's registry or directory, they're like, oh my gosh, there's so many people in Texas. I don't think it's saturated. I don't think it can ever get too saturated because you have to do, and I tell people this all the time, is you got to do your research. I know with any organization, it's always going to be that kind of crab in the barrel kind of mentality when it comes to instructors, and I don't understand why it's like that. Even with collabs, that's one thing that I wrote down to talk about was we should not be in competition with each other. We should be collabing and coming with greater events and different things, but it's so much kind of competition and negative competition when it comes to us in the firearm field. I'm like, look, we already at a low percent of being African-American firearms instructors. We should be doing great things, and we shouldn't be, close hold with information. I had a lady that reached out to me on Facebook, and she was like, I found your page. I just want to know, what do I need to do to be an instructor and kind of information. She said she talked to different female instructors, and they just shunned her off and didn't want to give her any information. And I told her, I was like, it shouldn't be like that. And you're not going to take away from me, because if I am a good instructor, I'm going to always have my clientele. My students are going to always come to me. So I'm going to, no matter what I teach you and pour into you and help you, build your business up, if I already have a foundation, you're not going to take anything away from me. So I don't understand why people are not having that mentality. It's kind of nah, I got my business, so I'm not going to help you, start. Because we all started somewhere. We all needed guidance and mentorship. So it definitely, we definitely have to do better when it comes to helping each other out and not looking at each other as a threat.
Because you have to come out of North Carolina next. Your next move has to be in North Carolina, because we got a tight group out here. We help each other. That very thing that you said, we've had Ms. Joy on the show. We had Ebony from Black Guns and Roses. And, we have a female group out here where we pretty much are all instructors. And it's Joy Allen, she helped all of us build our businesses and become instructors and everything. If it wasn't for her, a lot of those doors we wouldn't have gotten into, because you know how it is. You have to know somebody to know somebody to get into some of these doors.
Yeah.
So she literally, with running her own business, helped us build our businesses and set up things and establish things. And she'll send, she'll send people over to us. I'm like, but you're an instructor too. But there's no competition there. You see what I'm saying? So luckily in that area, I have not experienced any of that, because we're so tight here. And it is very saturated in the Raleigh area. But the good thing is that we all cater. We all provide something someone needs that the other person may not have. So when we have something that someone else has, we just pass them along. And we're not selfish, so we have to get you to North Carolina next.
Yes, honey. I'm from South Carolina, so yes, get me back to the East Coast.
Yes,
please.
You're a Carolina girl. You're a Carolina girl.
No, I love that. You know, I love hearing those kind of stories because when I first got interested, kind of like what he was saying, how he got into it, you know, COVID is what really opened my eyes to, you know, and so much of us out there opened my eyes to just a whole different venture. And when I decided I wanted to become a firearms instructor, I reached out to a lot of people because I'm like, yo, I want to get it from the source. I want to get it from that person that looks like me. And I kept on running into everybody that they want to treat me like I'm competition. And I'm telling you, listeners out there, this is the one thing that I absolutely hate. It is so damn cliche. Stop telling this to people that's interested in what you're doing. When we say, hey, how do I get to where you're at? Or give me some guidance. They give you the cliche, most cliche answer, hard work and dedication. I hate that. That didn't give me anything. I absolutely hate that. Hard work and dedication, you're going to be right here. I just give me something. And Stephanie Marie, if, I hope I'm saying her name right, or Stephanie Maria. But Stephanie Marie,
yep,
she's
Stephanie,
from Brooklyn.
Uh-huh.
And me and her connected, and she was telling me how she moved from, I don't remember where she moved from, but I know she moved from, it could have been North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, if I'm not mistaken, over to Texas. And she was just giving me, like, I sent out a random message on some social media platform, whether it was IG or Facebook, and she hit me up in my messenger, it was Facebook. And she was like, hey, here's my number, call me. And I was like, this ain't real. Ain't nobody going to want to talk to me. Everybody shut me down. Some people's trying to charge me hundreds of dollars for all this nonsense. And I was like, you know what I got to lose? I called her, and Stephanie, if you're listening, you're awesome. I thank you for pointing me in the right direction. She told me about NRA, USCCA, the difference. And she gave me the information I needed. And from there, I took it and I ran with it. So I love hearing those kind of stories, especially when you're – giving back. I think that's one of the best ways that we as a Black community can give back, because a lot of times we see our own, get the information, get it, and we talk community and all this other communal junk, but we never give the most important thing, and that's information. We'd rather do it for you and hold that over your head versus just give you the information. So, Tio, I appreciate that you have that mindset, that you don't mind sharing the information that you've gained. So thank you very much for that.
Yes, yes. We have to. We have to share. Like, I don't know if that's like a military thing where I've experienced having leadership that didn't want to train me how – you know, train me to do something, because, you know, some people want to be the go-to person that everybody goes to and they want to hoard the information. But guess what? What happened? You know, we're not promised today you can die and they're going to replace you. So what are you going to do, die with all the information?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
100%. That's
100%.
True.
That's the truth. That's the damn truth. So, and again, we don't see this enough.
It's just unfortunate that we live in a society or a culture that everything is about do you. You know what I'm saying? Like that whole phrase, you know, we've taken that way too far. You know what I'm saying? You know, and now we're trying to do the whole, you know, we're stronger together, but yet we've been for generations, you know what I mean? Telling everybody, yo, you got to do you, man. You got to get yours. You got to, you know what I'm saying? And so now at the end of the day, we're trying to teach teamwork to a bunch of individuals. And it's difficult.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's difficult, even in the military. You know, trying to get guys to understand, you know, through the training that I do with special forces, trying to get them to understand, like, yo, you need, you know what I'm saying, your doggone your S4. Your, you know what I'm saying? You need your Bravo, you know, 18. You need them. But, you know, everybody, because you know, I'm trying to graduate. Hey, man, you can't do it without him. You're not going to make it.
Right.
So that's really hard. That is
so
really hard.
I want to know what in today's things that are going on, like the current events that are going on today, what is it that bothers you the most? Like, aside from, you know, the persona that, you know, that we can't seem to get along, especially women. But in general, just the things in general about in the news, you know, presidential stuff, what is it that bothers you the most?
Ooh, man, I mean, it's so much. I would kind of irks me a lot is the image that people try to portray on the African American community when it comes to firearms. And I would say somebody shows a picture of a dad and their kids with some shotguns, and oh my gosh, he's teaching them young to hunt. It's great. It's amazing. And then same picture with, you know, African American father and his children with a firearm, and it doesn't get the same kind of it doesn't get the same thing as the white people or the Caucasian picture, because they're taught at a young age to hunt and that guns are great. But what's the difference between other races teaching their children about guns at a young age versus us? So that's probably the comparison between the two. It's probably something that irks me.
Yeah, that's one of my pet peeves, too. That's a real good one. I can definitely see that, because I know I get some friends and family that they always like, oh, my gosh, you got all those guns around the kids. What makes you think that I'm just leaving all my guns around my kids? Not secure.
Right.
like. You know, and oh my gosh, Kia, you just struck a nerve, I swear. Because I absolutely hate that image as well. It's like you see that picture of the non-black family, whatever. They don't even have to be just Caucasian anymore, as long as they're not black.
Mm-hmm.
And you never – and I read the comments. That's where I think you go to, right? I read the comments.
I don't read comments anymore.
I know, they piss you off. But that's like everything, oh, so beautiful, start them young, and all this other stuff. When you see the same thing in the black family, there's always that question about safety. Even though say nothing negative, they always have to throw, well, make sure your finger's off the trigger, or make sure it's always like you have to reassure us. Don't forget to be safe, but with the other families, that's never a thing. And you know, those are the little subliminals that piss me off, because I'm extra, extra, extra secure with my kids, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I feel you on that one, Keo. I definitely feel you on that one 3,000%. Now, I see that you have some boys that they seem like they're giants. How are you – have you introduced – and this might be a dumb question. Have you introduced firearms, you know, the way of the firearm to them? At what age did you introduce it to? Was it different for both of them, and how was that going? I know that's a loaded question.
My oldest is 16, and I introduced – when did Caleb start shooting? Maybe when he was 10, I introduced him to firearms safety, you know, took him to the range. He was, again, still young. My youngest – Caleb's 16, and MJ is 7 now. So I would say probably around the age of 5. With going to the range, but firearm safety from the time they could understand it, because I have a lot of guns. I move a lot in the military, and my guns go everywhere that I go. So they, you know, me having them, it's irresponsible of me not to teach them firearm safety, and that they're not toys. So Caleb, he goes to the range. It's okay with him, but MJ, MJ, my youngest, he likes going to the range more than my oldest does. My oldest, he just want to play some Fortnite or something.
That's every kid right now. Goodness gracious. Goodness gracious. That's pretty cool, because I know one of the things, like Dwayne said, man, we all face that, being that we have children. Like everyone feels like, you know, here we are. We took the time to educate ourselves, to get training, you know what I mean? But yet everyone around us still feels like we're ignorant, and we have no clue that we have children in the house. You know what I mean? So I totally feel Dwayne when he says that. So it's awesome to hear it, because people need to understand, like, that this is not just something like you said, we're not trying to do this for clout or glorification. We want to educate ourselves, because this is where our hearts are, and if this is where our hearts are, like Kat talks about, it's our duty to educate our family on the importance of safety. So, you know what I mean? Like, but I don't think people ever hear that part when we actually say it, because all they're still thinking about is that they're right and we're wrong. So that's a huge problem.
Yeah, right. They definitely don't hear that part at all. They don't hear that part. They let, and I don't want to talk too much, get too political. I don't even know if it's political. I'm just going to say, they let skin color dictate how they hear our words. You know, we can say, hey, I'm going to go buy my nephew his first pistol or his first 22 baby rifle or cricket, right? And depending on who we say it to, the answer is different. And I hate to say this, but the negative answer or the questions, we get more questions from our own people, you know, and it's not questions in the sense of asking questions so that they can know. It's asking questions like we didn't do our own research in hopes that they can change their minds. So it would be more like, oh, it's not what kind of cricket are you buying your nephew? It is how old is he? Do you know that that's a real gun? Do you know that in 1995, 14 people died? I'm like, what? So I commend you on definitely getting your boys involved and speaking, you know, and leading with safety. And you know, to our listeners that's listening, they might be thinking, well, of course she's going to lead with safety. She's military and she's an instructor. That's where you're wrong, folks. Like she said earlier in the show, there's a lot of instructors out there that are doing this for clout, or you'll see one thing, hear one thing, but when you check their page and you deep dive on their page, what you get when you deep dive and you peel them layer back, they're not leading with safety. So again, I always take my hats off, and I'm gonna give you some more virtual claps right here. Yep, here you go for definitely leading with safety and education. So that's a huge, huge, huge thing that's missing in our community. And the sad part of that is when we see something bad happen due to lack of the education and the safety part, the masses criticize it instead of acknowledging that we need this information. You know, they'll criticize the person that it happened to or the family that it happened to instead of saying, well, hey, community, how much of y'all are instructors or how much of y'all go to the range? Why are we not doing this? Why are we not doing that? So, again, hats off to you, man. Miss Wonder Woman, that's what it is, y'all. to our listeners out there, our number, 845-241-9979, 845-241-9979. Call in, talk to our guest. She's an all-star, Miss Keo. She is a woman of many, 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 many hats. And ask her about that recipe that she has when it comes down to that pizza bite, pizza bagel
hey,
bite.
I saw that on your page. Dwayne be doing his research, yo. Hey, look.
Hey, ask her about the recipe,
yo. Dwayne going to have your family background in a minute, yo.
What's your Social Security number? Tell me what's my Social Security number.
1985.
Give him a minute. He'll give it to you.
251-451-458-994.
Yeah.
Give him a minute. He'll have your Social Security number in no time.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, that's our tech guy for real. He ain't our tech guy. Definitely no game. Yo, hey, look, though, but I got the question. I got the ultimate question. What is your number one go-to everyday carry?
Okay. Oof.
My go-to everyday carry, when I'm not training, so inside a waistband, would be my 6-hour 2365 XL.
Okay.
If I'm training,
is that because of military
understanding? No, because I don't like the one that the military has one, like they signed a contract with them, but no, I just like that one. It's light. I got my Romeo Zero red dot, like right where I want it. So that's just one of my favorite everyday carries.
Awesome. Okay. So
I will say my favorite handgun is my revolver. I mean, it's not everyday carry, of course, but it's my revolver Raging Bull 357 Magnum.
Whoa.
Damn. Whoa. I wasn't expecting that. I don't know why. I didn't even laugh. I had one of them. I had
yo,
one of them. I was like,
357?
Yep. Man.
Yeah.
Y'all mess with it. Yeah, mess with it if you want to.
Yeah, still.
Ain't nobody messing with her. She got this.
But it looks big, and it looks. I think it was my August or my July gun of the month that I posted on my page. It looks intimidating, but it shoots so
very intimidating.
Smooth. It shoots so smooth. If you held it and shot it, it's heavy, but it has like little recoil. It shoots so smooth.
Now you said that's the Rhino version, right?
The Rhino version.
She said Raging Bull.
Oh, Raging Bull. Okay. I thought you said Rhino. Because I'm saying, like, you talking about the one that The Rock used on
Fast and Furious? On my page, it's like a big revolver. It's called a Taurus Raging Hunter. The barrel is like 8.5, almost 9 inches long.
Right.
It's
huge.
I
see it. But it's so smooth.
No doubt.
She gave it a name and everything, Zambia. So don't mess with it.
Yeah, it's called Zambia. I named it. All of my guns are named after African countries, but I named that Zambia because it reminds me of Rick Grimes' revolver off The Walking Dead, so I can kill some zombies with it, so that's why I named
it
Zambia.
It does. I like the Madagascar, so, you know, the Madagascar I like.
Which one is Madagascar? Is that the scorpion?
The scorpion, yeah.
Yes, I love that scorpion too. The one thing with the scorpion is you got to change that stock safety because that thing hurts your hand when you shoot it because it has like a little knob that sticks out on it.
Mm. Well, I love talking about. I thought you had some other things that you wanted to go over as well. So don't let us take knock you off of that. So what are some other things that you wanted you want to talk about?
I think the only thing that I had, because we talked about mostly everything, I wanted y'all's opinion on, and I brought this up in my women's class over the weekend, about the lady, the situation with the in Williamsburg, New York, with the guy that grabbed the lady's butt, and then she pushed him away, and then he started, like, punching her in the face. Do y'all remember that?
Oh,
that right there is.
Yeah.
When I saw that, I had a friend of mine, because I'm originally from Brooklyn, New York, so I had a friend of mine send me that, and I was so mad because, you know what was so maddening about that? Outside of that, right, I'm pretty sure there was other gentlemen, not even gentlemen, there was other boys around that was standing around watching that happen from afar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so number one, that whole communal crap that people like to talk is out the door, and that's the number one thing that pissed me off. And number two, New York pissed me off because New York laws allow that to happen. I'm not an advocate of people jumping to their gun to defend themselves. Not initially, because it's not the Wild Wild West, right? I don't want to say somebody touch you, you don't throw hands, you grab your gun and you shoot. But the lax or the strict gun laws in New York permits stuff like that because, number one, we're already going through this crazy last couple of years where women are preyed on, you know, and look at as soft targets, especially in a lot of these states where there is no protection law. You know, she can have a certain type of mace, taser, a firearm, a knife. In New York, you're very limited on what you can have. And the sad part is bad guys don't give a damn because they're going to have what they want to have. And they already know that I have what I have. I have an advantage because you don't have anything to protect yourself. So when I saw that and I showed it to my wife was just like, I wish that could happen to me or I wish that it would have been me because she would have protected herself. And when I saw that, that was just a sad situation. And men, the men that's out there that's like that, y'all, I'm sorry, I don't curse on the show, but y'all ain't shit. I will call y'all out. I wish y'all would do that. Come to Virginia. Go to Texas. Go to one of these states where these women can legally carry and North Carolina and try it. Go with that same mindset, that same energy, and give that a try and see what happens. Okay, go ahead. Give that a try. And that's just another thing. Women in those states, even though gun laws do not work in your favor, you can still go out there and get that training. I know she, I commend her because she stood her ground. She tried her best to stand her ground. You groped her.
Mm-hmm.
She fought back. Go get training. Don't just play fight with your brothers, your sisters, and your friends. Go get some serious training because he didn't have any training. You know, I saw how he handled her, and he didn't have any training. So, women, go get y'all some training. You know, that's
and the thing is, even if, you know, in my class, some of my classes with Cassil Carey, a lot of women, you know, we go over that. You know, oh, groping is not an offense that you would shoot someone. No, this is actually a good training deal. I have a class. I would like to play this loop for the ladies in my class. Oh, just my class in general. But no, just him groping her. No, you can't pull your gun out and shoot someone. But then when he went on to attack her, that's a whole different
yep.
story.
Yes.
And we don't. You know, of course,
absolutely.
We're not teaching anybody just to kill anybody, but you're not going to keep hitting me, you know, over and over in my face because that's bodily harm, bodily injury. He could have killed her. He could have hit her and killed her because she was pretty small. In the video, she looked really tiny compared to him. So she really he really could have hurt her. And she could have hit her head on the ground. She could have done anything. That could have turned into a really bad situation. So
I
think that's a really good example of how things go left real quick.
I'm kind of in that zone too of like Dwayne talked about. When I see stuff like that, I'm always kind of asking the question like, where are the men? Like how can a man sit there? Now don't get me wrong, I did nightclub security, and one evening we saw a gentleman beating his girlfriend in the parking lot. And we jumped on him. I mean, and we, you know, we dragged him. You know what I'm saying? We, you know, commenced the stomping. And she started fighting us. You know what I'm saying? And we all come looking like, yo, like, hey, young, like, lady, like, what's, you know, he was over here knocking your head up against the door. You know what I mean? And I can understand somebody saying, well, I really don't know what's going on. But in a situation like that, especially whomever was videotaping it, y'all could see that what was going on here. This was a ill situation. You feel me? Someone being disrespectful, and then it turning real, real ugly. So, that, you know, that again, where are the men? But, you know, I kind of say that all the time, and I you know, it's unfortunate that, you know, our young women are raising children on their own. The men in the house aren't really teaching their kids, their young men, their boys to be men. Not all. There are many of us that are, that we want our children to be respectful. But, you know, it's very unfortunate because as a football coach, I work with young men all the time, and I'm always floored at how, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm just going to say, lack of a better word, how soft our young men are today. And I'm not talking about, you know, any their sexual preference. I'm just saying soft in general. Like, you know what I mean? I don't want to run any more laps. I'm tired. My legs hurt. I stomped my toe. He hit me too hard. You know what I'm saying? You're like, wait a minute. Like, this is football. What is the thing? You know what I'm saying? I don't feel good. I got some dirt in my eye, coach. I'm going to the locker room. What? When did that become? Man, you better grab a water bottle and rinse it out. You know what I'm saying? But so this is what we're dealing with. So you see men like the guy that committed that, you know, that offense, doing what he did because he didn't have anyone to teach him, you know, proper a standard. You feel me? And then people standing around watching this guy wail on this girl. Like no one thought the need to step in. Like no one said, yo, hold up, bro. What are you doing? You know what I mean? So it's really sad. It's really sad, the culture that we that's going on around us.
Yeah, you know,
the way we have to
teach our kids now. I don't want to say that there's a lack of men in the household, because me personally, in my group of friends. We have more men in the household than the media portrays us as a black community. I feel that there are a lot of men there. Where I think a big problem do come in is, you know, folks, with your kids, be parents, not friends. Be parents.
Right.
You know, be parents. Don't be friends. Because if we start with being a parent first, being that, I'm trying to say the word right, the authoritative figure, be that first before you decide you want to be a friend. Hold them accountable. Let them know how it is. If they, you know, what happened to the good old days you get your butt whooped and your mom sends you back outside or your dad sends you back outside. But we don't even have that anymore because these kids aren't even fighting. They're shooting. I think I just heard something where it was like a 14-year-old and a 15-year-old got into a shootout and then another one stabbed another one. And I'm like, what? A 14? My son is 11. He's in that same age group. Like, what? And I heard the story from like 4 months ago where it was a 16-year-old and an 11-year-old robbed this Asian dude in California at gunpoint. And I'm like, that's my nephew and my son's age. Where are they getting this knowledge from? Where are they getting these tools from? And where are they getting that whole thought that life ain't nothing? Because you have to not care about life, pick up a gun, and go at somebody else. With not having the mindset that they may shoot you, you know? So my thing to the parents out there is be parents, y'all. Don't whoop your kid, but don't look to be your kid's best friend first. You know? Friendship will happen, but be a parent. Hold them accountable. Yeah, but that's what kicks me off. Sorry, I go down my rabbit holes, kid. I apologize, y'all. I just hate when I see our women get beat and treated that way. I think of my daughter. I think of my wife. I think of my mom. I think of my sister. You know, I think of all those little girls that's out there that's trusting their brother, their friend, their community to have their back, you know. And that lady probably grew up in that community. Now, if I'm her, I can't trust that community. You know, how can I trust that community that just allowed that to happen to me? Yeah, I'm moving to Virginia because Virginia is going to allow me to protect myself. Come on out of Virginia, man. Come on, Dan.
I need to go ahead and book my own trips through my own agency, and it seems like I need to do a hop to all y'all locations so we can meet up.
Yeah,
we
don't have to meet in one central place. Like we're all like within a couple hours of each other. So
I would love to do a point blank shoot where we invite all of our guests to come on out and just have a good time with us and talk some trash and shoot. I think we should do that. I think we should plan that for like the next coming up months. We gotta check with Kia to see what her schedule look like. If you don't understand, Kia stay booked. She might be booked till like February next year. She stays booked. I don't know how she do it, but she stay booked.
No, normally, Dwayne, I tell you to stop, but you're telling the truth.
Yeah.
Oh, man, she stay booked.
Absolutely.
She got all the secrets, man.
Yo, but absolutely. I was just looking at the time. I know we probably wind it down, but, yo, Kia, it was a pleasure having you on the show. I'm so glad you joined us tonight. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what we looking like, but we definitely got to bring you back and you share some more of your information with us. I'm just excited that we got some more people joining the Point Blank community. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I'm
going to tell everybody. Right,
Dwayne,
now.
I know you know me. You got to keep up with current events, Dwayne. What's going on in the news?
I was just about to say that if Kia goes down the list of all her social media platforms, our listeners need to get some pen and paper out and start writing them all down because she
there you go.
Your portfolio is so long, man. Folks, she was featured in Pretty Woman Hustler magazine. What? What? That's huge. That's huge. She's coming on the show all modest and stuff. We got a celebrity, y'all. We got a celebrity.
Right.
Because we only came over here to talk about, you know, one specific thing. I didn't want to be venturing off into all that other stuff.
Well, that's just
Dwayne
ventures
off.
Get all your information.
Dwayne
ventures off. I love seeing, I just love, like, seeing, like, the people in our Black community, like, do things, especially when we're doing stuff outside our so-called usual boxes. Like, for us men, it's, us in general, sports. Entertainment, music, you know? Mm-hmm. I love when we venture out into the industries that's not, I'm doing air quotes right now, that's not ours, and we kill it, you know? So I'm all about giving, I hear a lot of these people say, give the celebrity their flowers while they're still around. It's not just the celebrities. I love giving people their flowers. I love giving people their kudos. You know, I give my team their kudos all the time. I love these two folks here. And, ma'am, just met you, but I definitely appreciate you. I can tell you the community appreciates every single thing that you're doing. So if there's ever a time where you feel like you may not be giving your all, trust me, it's definitely well received, okay?
I appreciate it, and I can't wait. I look forward to all the other things that y'all have on y'all show, and when we have a little meetup, that's going to be fire.
Oh, hell yeah.
And I won't be the only I won't be the only female out there, so that'll be really great.
No, you won't. Yeah, it's going to be Kia, Kia, and Keo. Yes.
That's right.
Oh, see, they starting their own crew already. Here we go.
I know. They not even playing. They already said, you know, forget the guy.
Hey, listen, so, I look forward to it. We keep saying that we got to make this stuff happen. You know, we got to get Cap out. We got to get Kyo out. We got to get, you know what I'm saying, we got to get them out, man. And we got to set up, so, you know, right there on Zach Tactical YouTube, we go ahead and we do, you know what I'm saying, a tactical shoot. Hey, whatever course we can make up, you know what I'm saying, we go ahead and get it done. That'll be awesome.
Oh, snap.
Did you just shout out Zach Tactical YouTube, though? You just shouted it out. Z-A-C, tactical folks. Not Z-A-K, not Z-A-C-K, Z-A-C, space, tactical, YouTube. All right? I know, Kia, you asked me earlier about current events. Folks, I will be reviewing my very first firearm. I know y'all seen a little snippet. It's called the Yeet Cannon. The Yeet Cannon by Elliot Davis.
Call it what it is. Call it what it is.
It's
the Yeet Cannon, baby.
No, it's not. Call it what it is. Come on, Dwayne.
The
ugliest firearm.
Girl, it's a high point.
It's a high point.
So you got a police club stick, because that's all you're going to bop somebody in the head with that
thing?
Why? We're going to test it out, too. We're going to test all that out. So look out.
Kyo, he had the nerve to go buy one. He went and bought one.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
The gun store ordered it like 5 months ago, and they called me yesterday and said, hey.
I had a student training with a high point 45, and she shot that thing, and she hated it.
Oh, my God. Yo, that thing was as big as a full size AR-15. That thing ugly, yo.
I told you it looked like one of those buses overseas, those tour buses in England.
Yes.
It's actually like one of those tour buses. It's heavy on top. It looked like a tour bus.
Yo, it's
all right, guys. Listen, don't be giving away all the stuff to my listeners, okay? I have a lot of listeners. All 42 of them are subscribers. They need to be surprised. When they see this show, okay? All right, so don't be giving stuff away.
I can't wait.
Kyo, listen, needless to say, we'll never get a high point endorsement for Point Blank Radio, okay? Because we talk so bad about high point that we'll never ever get an endorsement from high point.
Hey, but check it, though. I've shot. They're hideous weapons. But they're some of the most accurate I've shot, though. Like, for real.
Because they're 25 pounds. That's why. So, no recoil.
No, without question. There is no muzzle movement. There's no muzzle movement with a high point. Like,
it's
none.
All right.
How can it move? It's too heavy.
Yes.
It's too heavy to move.
But, Kia, I know you asked me about current events, and I'm going to hit y'all with this one. I know, Kia, we normally bring up some sort of new law or anything like that on our show every week. So starting September 1st, folks, beginning September 1st, 2021, of course, HB 1927 made it legal in the great, beautiful state of Texas for most people, 21 or over, to carry a handgun in a holster without a permit, both openly and or concealed. So a couple things that really stood out to just that part right there, right, is the most people. So, of course, you have to be able to legally do so. And the other part that really stands out to me is in a holster. Folks, when you guys go ahead and buy your gun and you decide you want to concealed carry, don't just tuck it in your pants. That's dumb. Okay, there's no retention. Your belt is not a holster. Get in a holster. This law modified the previous open carry laws from 2016 by eliminating the requirement to have a license to carry. This means that most people, again, those that can legally do so, 21 or over, may carry a handgun without the license permit. So what does that mean in the beautiful state of Texas? You can go into a gun store. Would they still run a background? Of course, they're still going to run a background. But you no longer need a permit to conceal or open carry. So does that mean Texas is going to turn into the Wild Wild West? I doubt it, because they're not the first state to do their version of constitutional carry. But going back to what Keo said earlier in the show, folks, get your training. Don't just be like, oh, new law, let me go buy this gun, and now I can defend myself. No, because you're going to run into somebody that went and got training to be a bad guy. You know, they always have the upper hand. So what y'all need to do, take a trip down to El Paso, no matter what part of Texas you're in. You're going to go down to El Paso, and you're going to talk to Keo and her team, and you're going to go get some training, because from what we found out, she's like the number one trainer in Texas, y'all. So make sure that you definitely take your time, take your trip down to El Paso. How do you feel about that law, Keo?
Again, just like you said, most of the stuff that you said, I posted on my page. Maybe the people that already were carrying like that anyway, they're like, oh, okay, well, at least I get to carry openly and nobody's going to know. But again, it's some specifics that go with that. 21 and older, and yes, you're still going to get your background check run, because a lot of people had a misconception that anybody would be able to do that, and then they could buy a firearm and not get a background check run. No, you're still going to get that background check run.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh, folks. I saw the funniest interview, and it was over YouTube for a quick little second. It was this reporter, anti-Second Amendment, of course, anti-gun. And I don't remember what state he was in, but he was doing it live, and he was trying to show how easy it is for the bad guy to go get, or anybody to go get a gun in the state. You just get your ID, you go, and you can just walk out with a gun. So he went to the gun store, gave him his ID, all cocky and confident, and I'll say more cocky than confident, and he got denied. His background was clean. He got denied the gun.
Wow.
And I love seeing that. You should have saw the look on his face, because it's just further validation that folks, especially the ones that are in those states where it takes 9 months for you to get a permit to go get a gun. I'm talking to you, New York. You don't just go into a gun store and say, let me get that with a pack of gum, and they hand it to you and you walk out. There's still a process. There's still a process. You know, just because you see guns in those rare Walmarts, that don't mean you can say, let me get the juice, milk, and that gun and walk out in 5 minutes. No, there's still a process to where they have to quickly do a background check to make sure you're not a straight-up criminal. Now, are they holes in that process? Maybe. Maybe not. That's not for me to decide. That's based off of you. That's based off of your county. And that's actually based off of the person selling you the gun, if they want to go ahead and follow the exact process. But there's still a process, y'all. So don't get your pants and underwear and panties out of a bunch and relax. Everything's not going to turn into a Wild Wild West. All right, bad guys don't use guns that they purchase and they have a receipt for, just so y'all know. Just a heads up.
Exactly. Okay.
And they also went down to kind of talk a little bit about the laws, you know. So what's going to be allowed now for handgun owners in the state of Texas? So where can they actually carry their firearms? Public areas, city facilities like libraries and recreation centers, yes, you can take your firearm in there. Texas state capitol, yes, you can. Outside in public, walking down the street, you could. Conceal gun anywhere on the body. Concealing the gun is still allowed, yes. You can have your handgun in the shoulder holster and belt holster. And any place of business with no visible signage prohibiting gun, all right? I get that question a lot, asked by my students, can I take my gun into the mall? And I always say, you could, even if it says no guns allowed, if they approach you and tell you to leave, what should you do? Just leave. Because if you don't leave, you're trespassing with a firearm, the system. Guns are not allowed anywhere near the airport. It's a secured area of the airport, a courthouse, polling places on any voting days, schools. Come on, y'all. We should know that one already. Places of business with visible signs prohibiting guns, businesses permitted by TABC that derives 51% or more of its income from any, I guess that's alcohol, right? Yeah, any place
with
alcohol.
Yeah.
TABC. Oh, ABC store. That's kind of like Virginia's ABC, right? High schools, college, interscholastic or professional sporting events, unless the person is a participant and the event involves the use of a gun. So if you're going to the game, can't take your gun. Correctional facilities, civil facilities, hospitals, nursing facilities, so you can't take your gun to the hospital. Amusement parks, it is illegal for you to take your gun to the amusement park. And a room where an open government meeting is occurring. So again, folks, I'm not going to go down this list. Like we always say here on Point Blank, pay attention to the laws. September 1st, the law changed in Texas, and don't just take it at face value. Read the finer print, then tie them all back together, and then read them all together. That is my update on different laws, Kia, Keo, and E. I'm going to pass the baton back over to y'all three.
That's what's up.
Thank you, Dwayne, for that update.
He was so formal.
I'm going to try that. Back over to you, dog.
Now back to you.
Right.
So where can all of our listeners find you? Where can they find you, Keo, before we start shutting down?
You can find me at One Shot Firearms Academy on IG, on Facebook, on my website. I'm coming up with brainstorming for a couple new things that I want to do within the next couple months. Again, I'm still getting settled in Texas, but I'm continuing, you know, my training. I like to do my own personal training whenever I don't have students, like I'm going on Friday because we have a 4-day, so that's my training day for me to get some training in. I also like to look for people who in the community that offer training because, again, I'm still a student. Even though I'm an instructor, I like to go through defense training, tactical training, whatever kind of training I can sign up for. I like to do that too. So I'm still in the process of looking for some, you know, credible people here because I'm not going to just anybody. To further my training and education. So any of those platforms, just look me up, and I just hope to continue to pour into the community and train in education and help people as much as I can.
Absolutely. Good deal.
I'm going to share your page with my daughter. She is actually going to go into the Army, and she was asked by her JROTC to be the Army Raider. So she's training right now for that. So she's going to be so excited and hype. I'm like, see, look. You know, so she's going to be very excited for this.
Yes.
So definitely, if she has any, like, Raider competitions and near you, I'll be hitting you up.
Yes, please do.
No, that's dope, Kia. Congratulations to you and your daughter, too, Kia. I know that you always share your excitement over all the stuff. And that's a great job. Like, folks, we're building an army here, y'all. Y'all not going to be able to mess with this side pretty soon, just so y'all know. Kia, you said something that I know you hinted at and you said it and you hinted at it again, quality, like make sure when you go get an instructor, get yourself a quality instructor, right? Because you just said it, like you're not just going to work with just anybody. And I see your list right here, and it says qualities of a good firearms instructor. And I would love to read this list to our listeners. Is it okay if I read your list of qualities of a good instructor?
Sure.
To our listeners,
sure,
ma'am. Awesome, awesome. So number one, folks, qualities of a good firearm instructor. You have to have passion. You don't want a raggedy instructor that's just going to be like, point the gun, pull the trigger, good job. No, you want somebody with some passion. You know, you want to feel them. You know, you want to feel it. So definitely passion. Patient. We don't want anybody yelling in our ears, talking about, come on, pull the trigger, pull the trigger. No, patient. Everybody starts different, right? Everybody starts somewhere. Everybody's a little bit different.
Yep.
Everybody learns different. Ability to, oh, this is a big one, the ability to diagnose errors. Hell yeah. Like, you don't want nobody, I mean to laugh. You don't want nobody that's just going to watch you miss and don't know how to correct you. Like, good job hitting the
right
paper. Well, I'm trying to hit the little circle. No, you hit the paper. Good job. You pull the trigger on, bang, 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 good job. So you want the ability to diagnose errors. That's a huge one. Clear communication. That is, you know, I'm taking a quick glance down there. I think that right there is my number one, because everything leads, starts with clear communication from the time we get into the
right
range and what you need to have. You need to have ears and eyes on. Like, that is big. Adaptability. Ooh, I like that one. That right there says a lot. You need to be able to adapt to any situation. I know when we was getting our instructorship for NRA, our instructor, Dawn, she was letting us know that a student showed up and they were in a wheelchair. She had to adapt to that situation, you know? So definitely adaptability. Respectful attitude. Yeah, you don't want nobody with no raggedy attitude. It's just straight disrespectful. So you want to make sure that you have a respectful attitude. Lifelong learning. I like that. Always a student. Like, no matter what, you're always a student. But that goes a long way, because I can learn from you. Even though you're my student right now, I'm still learning from you, because I'm learning how to deal with your character type. You know, I'm still learning
right
from you. Stress management. Oh, my gosh. That, folks, listen, doing this stuff is stressful, y'all. Our lives are in your hands.
For real.
I'm freaking out. Like, our lives
no,
are in your
real,
hands.
For real.
So you need someone. Yeah, mm-hmm. Right? I don't want to see that. I don't want my instructor to look stressed out. I want my instructor to also be able to run a nice stress-free shoot, especially if it has more than one, more than two, more than three people. And this one I'm going to leave for the end. I'm going to come back to that one. The ability to demonstrate, that is huge. It's not just do as I say all the time.
Right.
I want you to shoot that target at 45 feet. Can you shoot that target at 45 feet? I don't have to. I'm not trying to get certified. You know, demonstrate.
Right.
You want to be able to demonstrate what you want them to do. Professional references. Yes. You should be able to go ask, unless it's a brand new instructor. But to me, professional
mm-hmm.
references don't always mean you in an instructor role. Maybe you found out that this person did something to have another job. Okay, this person
mm-hmm.
works at McDonald's. Let me see how they work with their people in McDonald's. Oh, you're yelling at your people? I don't want to work with you. You know, so I like that. And I'm going to go back to this one that I skipped. Proficiency in firearm fundamentals and principles. That right there is a huge one. You don't want to deal with just anybody that took an online class and think they know this stuff. You want to deal with somebody that they know this stuff. You know, they're proficient. They're still students. They're respectable. And they're going to make sure that when you leave that current session, that any questions you might have been answered. And acknowledging that you're probably still going to have a lot of questions, so be prepared for those follow-up questions. Did I catch everything? Did I miss anything?
No, that was it. Definitely, we talk about that all the time. Getting your instructors, like, make sure these people are legit that y'all are training. And a lot of followers, again, don't necessarily mean good instructor. Like, you know,
right.
Look down their page. If they got a personal page, check out their personal page. Are they reckless? You know, are they being irresponsible? Like, we do have new instructors out there that are going to start from zero. So they don't
yep.
have a lot of followers. But do your background check. Make sure that you know for sure that you are going to be comfortable, because all it takes is one bad time at the range, and that's going to be it. Like, that's dangerous. Somebody could lose their life.
Yeah. I don't want to lose my life over a misplaced 3 pounds. I don't want to do that.
Right.
I don't want to do that. Now, I love that list. And just so you know, I will be stealing this list, and I will be showing this list to a lot of other people. Yeah, we definitely make sure you get credit, but I will be stealing this list, so you know. but what else did you want to leave our point blankers with, ma'am? The floor is yours for the last 5 minutes. What do you want to leave us with?
I would just like to say thank you for inviting me to talk to you all. I love what you all are doing. I hope that you all continue your platform, continue to bring awareness, continue to communicate with the community. I just love everything that y'all are doing, and I'm really grateful that you all asked me to be on this evening.
Oh, no, thank you.
And
please,
definitely, whenever you want to come back, you're welcome to come back. Just pop on, and we'll just put you on.
That's
you don't
it.
Have to tell us. You're no longer a guest. Now you got to get your own. You got to get your own water, your own snacks. We don't get anything. So you're no longer a guest anymore.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you know the fridge. Ask me for some water. You know the fridge. Good deal.
Okay.
Yeah. Absolute honor. Definitely. Appreciate you being on tonight. Good stuff. But before we go, I did want to mention, just to keep in prayer the families of those that were lost, you know, our fellow servicemen that were lost overseas just recently. That's really been on my heart over the last week. I hate to see that in a situation where, you know, our guys were really over there just being, you know what I'm saying, more of a support unit, and they lost their lives, you know. And I feel terrible for our family members. And you being, you know, still in the service, I just wanted to mention that, you know what I'm saying, because a lot of people don't understand the commitment that it takes. You know, I say this quite often in conversations with friends, the commitment that it takes to be in the military service in the United States is a lot greater than what you understand. You know what I mean? It's not, I just wanted to go to the Army. It may have started off that way, but when you stay and you do a quite amount of time, you know, it's because you're choosing to serve this country. Whether they like us or not, we still choose to serve.
Right.
Right. Yep.
Yeah, no, thanks for bringing that up, E, because that is definitely huge, man. Kia, thank you for what you're doing for our community, both on the military side and on the civilian side. We definitely appreciate it, E. I don't know if I've told you, thank you for what you've done and what you're currently doing as well, with you still being involved in the, you know, with the Marines. And also with what you're doing with the school, because I know that those young gentlemen, they're definitely gaining a lot of knowledge outside, more than just football knowledge, you know, dealing with someone like you. And Kia,
right?
You know, I thank you for everything that you're doing with your family, with your community. You're making y'all may feel like they're ripples, but I'm trusting you. What y'all are doing, they're waves. All right, so I definitely appreciate y'all.
Yeah.
I know our point blankers appreciate y'all. Now, y'all ain't calling tonight. I'm about to stalk you all, y'all. Ain't nobody calling tonight. It's okay. We had a superstar on the show. As you can see, Dwayne like to get sentimental. We always get emotional at the end of the show. I don't get sentimental, okay? I'm gangster, all right? I'm from Brooklyn, so.
Y'all remember I sent you that thing, you get 5 emotional minutes a day, then you got to thug it out for the rest. So
that's right.
We're going to give it 5,
okay.
Right? Then we're going to thug it out the rest.
Okay. That's right. Thug it out the rest. 5, and I'm done for the week, all right?
Right.
No,
you got your 5 minutes in a day, you good.
Thank you. That's all I've been looking for. Now back to you, Kia.
What? So, but,
on
the back,
Thank you guys for joining Point Blank tonight. We really appreciate your support. Even though you guys don't call, we see you streaming, we see you listening, we see you downloading, we see you supporting. Thank you guys so very much. So you can always meet us here on Wednesday, same time, same bat station at 8:30 on Wednesday nights. We're going to try to bring as much good content as we can for you guys and try to educate the masses on firearm safety, your right to own a firearm, and just how to use it. And this is an open forum for you to call in with whatever your concerns are, whatever your questions are. We're always here on Wednesday nights at 8:30. So check us out. And I missed, I missed not Dwayne's mom tonight. So I'll expect her to be back on next week.
Right.
Huge shout out to us.
And
for taking the time out. I know, guys. But definitely, Keo, thank you for, again, all you do. Thank you for taking the time out tonight and hanging out with us. Huge shout out to y'all. Love y'all.
All right. Good night, y'all.
Good night, folks.
Good night.
All right now.
Good night.